Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Now listen, I got Nick Turner here. He has been on Late Night with Seth Meyers, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, Late Night at My House, John Oliver's New York stand-up show, Best Week Ever. I mean, the list goes on and on, but I ran out of ink. Nick, how are you?
I'm doing good. Still voting for Bernie. I don't care how many times he loses.
It inspires you.
Yep.
The more he loses.
Quite the stance there.
Julie Katakis. How are you, Julie?
Good.
Julie has seen all these shows.
Julie not when he was on, though.
Julie is a comedian. Ouch. A comedian, a writer, a lawyer, a single mother. Let me ask you this. They say that's tough, being a single mother. Is it?
So easy.
Right. Because everybody tries to help you out.
Yeah, no. It's you know, everything's got its challenges.
How old's your child?
She's almost six.
Okay, so you did good.
I did very good.
That's the hard part, like when they die for no reason.
Oh, my God.
No, she's over that part.
We've gone through the terror.
You're not an infant anymore at six.
Right, you can't shake your baby to death anymore. You have to try now.
Yeah, I can leave her at home alone now.
Right.
Walks to school by herself. It's great.
Self-sufficient.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's doing great.
Now, I'm looking at the Twitter account of Nick's right now. And he wrote, last night as a comedian was just another reminder that if you rush the stage while I'm bombing, I'm going to throw a mic stand at you and run away.
Yeah. Wow. I'm not clever enough to make stuff up, so this is true.
Because otherwise it's just a joke I don't really get.
Yeah. I was bombing and full audience. And this guy was like heckling me and winning.
And that's the worst,
he was wearing a Rasta hat, white, wearing a Rasta hat. And I still couldn't take him down. And then another guy in the back yelled, this ain't a hat, this is a do-rag. And I'm like, I'm not talking about your stupid hat. A lot of stupid hats. Anyway, that night. And then it went back and forth. I'm like, I'm not even talking to you. Shut the fuck up. Right. Everybody shut up. And then he was like, I'll come on stage. And I said,
wait, who's policing this? No one's there.
No one. It's just a bar show in far out Wilson Avenue. Mm.
If I want to... like if I'm in the audience and this guy's being funnier than you that night, I would encourage him to go up, right?
Well, this guy wasn't being funny.
Oh, okay.
This is a new guy. He's just some crazy asshole.
Okay.
And then he's like, oh, he just starts walking towards the stage. And I was like, if you come up here, I'm going to freak out.
Right.
And then he did. And I threw the mic stand on his foot. And then I threw the microphone at him. And then I immediately ran outside. there was like a door next to the stage to the patio. And then I ran out to the patio and I'm like, well, I can't go anywhere. And I immediately walked back in.
And they just offered him a 4-picture deal.
Yeah. No, yeah. He won Gawker.
Did you came back on stage?
No. I mean, you had to hop down from stage. But then the host was closing the show. I perceived a threat because as a stand-up comedian, I have a lot of friends who've been injured on the job from audience members. And so if somebody comes up on my stage, I'm going to hit them.
Right.
And
does this have a problem with getting paid?
No, because this
like
is...
If I start working on my own car in front of the mechanic.
Yeah.
He can't hit me, even though I'm wrong.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
I think you get it. That's quite clear.
All right, sir.
Is there a problem with the owner if you're getting paid now?
No, I wasn't getting paid.
At somebody?
I wasn't getting paid. It was a local show.
No, he was doing stand-up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This doesn't tend to happen on the road.
Okay.
It doesn't tend to it doesn't happen a lot.
Right.
But when it happens, it's not great.
So what happened after that?
He came over to me and he was like, "Let's talk about this outside."
The guy who was going to come
out? Oh, he's the DJ.
Oh, really?
He was the DJ at the place and he was there trying to explain to me. He's like, "I'm the DJ."
So I get
and I'm
to
like,
do this.
I don't give a fuck. I don't know that.
Right.
You're having this conversation with him.
Yeah, and he's like, "Let's go outside and talk about it." I'm like, "No."
I know what outside happens.
No, it's like, yeah, even. It's like, don't fucking talk to me. And then eventually it's like, oh, okay. It's like, I don't care. I mean, the DJ's not allowed to do that. Don't do that. Don't walk up on someone during a live performance. You're as the DJ, don't you know that? You're an idiot.
Right.
He was like some 50-year-old idiot. Like, he was like, yeah, I don't think he was fully with it.
Yeah, Kendo's going to say, you can't go into his DJ booth and start you know, messing with records.
No, I'd never move around his Post-its.
Right. His iPods.
Right.
His iPods, his many iPods. You can only put so much music on one iPod.
And then how do you end it? Or, you know, do you guys shake hands or just like?
Oh, no. I just left.
Right.
His friend offered to buy me a drink, but I'm like, I don't need to be in here.
Right. And then you're fine with the friend and not fine with the other guy.
Yeah, we need to
No, everyone was fine. It was just like, I was the only one not calming down.
I would like for people not to buy me a drink when they fuck up. Like, give me $10.
Yes.
Why do
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize you thought I was going to try to fight you. That must have been scary for you. Right. Here's
$20. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll buy.
I doubled it.
Hey, listen, I wasn't there. So if you think you deserve $20,
I do. I went all the way out there.
He says, oh, you seem upset. You must be sober. Here, let me buy you a drink.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I would like my apologies in cash.
Mm. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, unless there's a Starbucks right there. It's a medium soy cappuccino.
Let's say.
Thank you.
Let's say 15 minutes late. Okay, yeah, bring you a cappuccino. Or how much? If you're 15 minutes late to a Keith and the Girl taping.
Oh, I love you. Oh, good one.
You got to have a little price.
However many minutes you're late, that's how many dollars on the gift certificate.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for asking.
And you can easily do that on your phone.
Can you spread that around?
Or Venmo when you get here. So it's not even something you have to do later.
Right.
Can you tell everybody our new policy?
There you go, everyone. You can just isolate that audio and play it. And it
well, you like know what? We're going to put it in an email that people don't read anyway.
Right.
So they'll know.
Yep. Well, you can only make an email so long.
Right. Yeah. Otherwise, the words just like, I could only give you 140 characters about being on the show for an hour and talking.
Now, I look at Julie's Twitter account. It's at the Weird Julie.
Mm, that's me.
Okay. Was Crazy Julie taken?
I didn't even look. I went straight for Weird.
Okay. All right. That she types, that thin piece of tissue between your finger and your nostril don't make you better than me. I'm proud to pick. Another post, I pick my nose and I like it.
I like it.
You don't mind. People are a little pretentious over this nose picking, right?
No, it's kind of like how Tig Notaro gives her Twitter account to different comedians.
Okay.
So Julie gave her Twitter account to her six-year-old that day.
And we learned a lot. She loves it, and I've learned from her, and I've let go.
You do learn a lot from kids.
Another tweet I see, cooties, cooties, cooties.
There's another one with just a series of letters.
Right.
That was just her. If you don't like to pick, everybody likes to pick.
Right. Will you do it in public?
Okay. Maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe I won't go in there. I might do a quick.
Would you do it for us now?
This is what I'm
will. I'll do it right now. If that's
don't
what
do it,
you
Julie.
Want.
That's all they're going to think
I'm
about
I'm just going to do a pinky.
If you know, if you guys masturbate in front of her, then she'll pick her nose. Is that a thing?
Okay, I've got to make a phone call.
there are some things that, you know, you can enjoy doing by yourself.
So there's, wait. So
you can pick.
Hold on. So she picks her nose, which I think would be goofy. Plus, I get to masturbate at her.
Plus.
there's some rules. I don't know. I always find the nose picking the weirdest thing.
Why?
I don't know. I just find it so gross. You have, and there's definitely something
but
to
you're
it.
You're picking, even if you have a Kleenex, you're still picking.
Yeah, there's a difference.
I mean, you're also wiping your
You know ass. What the difference is.
You're also wiping your ass, but there's still toilet paper there, too.
If you want it there. I didn't want to have to go to that.
I mean, I'm not telling you to use, you know, wipes for your nose, but there's a reason. Look, I have come to the conclusion for me that everyone picks their nose in private, but like, we don't have to talk about it. And this is me saying, I would like to talk to everybody about everything, but just go ahead and do it. And when you're in public, understand that like, we're not going to enjoy that.
You know what? It's just a smart thing to do. If you are, you know, your skin isn't going to absorb it. Right. It's the most efficient way to clear your nose. And if no one's around, it's stupid not to.
And environmentally speaking.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Flick it right into the toilet or the trash can.
Why waste paper? I'm just thinking of the world.
Well, because you got to put it somewhere. And they don't always come in a way that you can just.
Picture these garbage cans.
You know what my motto is? Every apartment's got a window.
That's true. Not every firm.
So oh, fancy Nick Turner.
Look at this guy.
Oh. Ones you're not chained not up in, to.
Not in a basement, apparently.
Hemda also learned.
Oh, God.
That Jewel, Kemda hates learning things. If you're curious what that was about.
No, just knowing what I learned through Keith is always interesting.
Julie sells her used panties online. Now, that's not so weird to me as nose picking in public.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, how do people find that out? From, you go to the lawyer website, or you go to, like, how would they, or is it old boyfriends that you had and they're luckily in the know?
No, they have not requested yet. But, no, you put in a little ad out.
Okay.
And
like in a where? A Village Voice?
You can do Craigslist. It's cheap.
Okay.
And that's where those guys go.
All right. Is there a picture of you?
I will put a picture of the panties.
Okay, but not a picture of you.
No.
Like, because I'd like to know. Julie is very attractive. I would like to know the person I'm getting them from.
Which
isn't
they
an animal.
Know. Yeah.
Is it a picture of you in the panties and just, you know?
Not the initial, no.
No.
Sometimes I'll send one with the panties on, but it's just you can't really see anything but the panties.
Uh-huh.
They see that it's on you. So like say the top part, like your stomach and the actual panties, but people don't want to buy them from somebody they don't find attractive.
Right.
But you don't send like anything too scandalous because it sends the wrong message.
But you would send a picture of yourself.
Just this hip region.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I could put it together. Yeah. That's fine.
Which is enough.
Now, how long will you wear these panties that I'm buying?
It depends.
Okay.
So if
12
I just,
hours I need.
That's a very common request, actually.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, Keith wants to know where. Uh-huh. Seems very new to you, Keith.
So say I put an ad out. I'll put it out in the morning.
Okay.
And I'll just put something very simple. You have to put some keywords in there. Oh, I've been wearing my panties all day.
Right.
I've been running errands.
Is that a sexy word? Soiled?
No, I don't say soiled.
Running errands.
I've been
Can
running errands.
Can you request
errands.
What you do?
Ironically, laundry.
Can you do the laundry? Not the panties!
And I make sure to put in the heading that I'm selling them so that they know what it's about. Although men have ideas and I'll get requests for, you know, they think it's like the gateway to
right
much more.
Do they say this? Like, I'll send you a dick pic. You send me panties.
No, I don't get dick pics. I won't respond to anybody who calls me baby or sexy. Because some people will open with that, or you can just tell by the tone who is an actual panty fetishist and who is not.
Right. So, you don't need these perverts buying your panties. How about
no,
like
you
a
want
nice,
the fetishist.
No, we want the fetishist.
Right, right. But I just mean these animals
but
saying
not
baby.
People that will, if you respond to them, they'll be like, so what's your price? Can we have sex? Can you come over? So it's just a waste of time.
Right.
So
it's
I only
just like, take the panties, wear them as a hat and go about your day. But some of these weirdos out there.
That want to have sex.
Will you write, it's been a hot summer's day?
I will.
Nice.
Yeah, these are your key keywords.
I'm just guessing. I'm actually reading it right now.
You ever say spin class?
That is a popular thing. Yeah. And I don't exercise, but I will pretend.
Right. How are you guys hitting all the marks? This is very bananas.
You know what
very,
we'd like.
It's not and, that odd of a thing.
Let's repeat the website name again together.
But I don't do the there's actual websites for it, but I don't do that because then it's all like they want webcam. I don't do that. I just sell the panties. I'm just about panties. That's all I do.
But did you ever like, oh, I wasn't thinking I have to mail these out today, but I'm very
professional.
You're always ready. You're always 6 hours deep.
I'm very good and I've actually met people in person too.
Okay.
Important to note because you'll get a lot more money if you meet them in person because they feel more comfortable and they know that you actually have them. It's not like
take them off like when you meet, like you'll wear a skirt, you're like, here it is.
No, I mean, I'll go to a bathroom if I do it there.
Hmm.
But
is there requests for please wear it and like
take?
Is that extra?
Yes.
All right, I got to start.
You know what I would want if we didn't like meet in public? I would require a video of you marking it in some way while wearing it.
And you'll have to pay a lot more.
Okay. more than I'm currently paying?
I'll do it for no less than 50. And I usually get 100.
Okay.
Just to wear them. So if they want overnight, then it's going to be more, obviously. Because I have to wear them longer.
Are there period panties?
I did that. I tried, because I just started doing this not too long ago. So then that came up. I was like, somebody's going to like this. So I put selling my period stained panties with a cute little exclamation point.
Right. You won't say soiled, but you'll say stained.
And I say scent, and I don't say smell.
Oh, yeah.
And I, and even if certain men like rear scent, you don't say like skid mark or right. butthole. You say a soft rear scent.
Oh.
And then.
Has anyone ever sent one back for being a little too smelly?
Right. Like grow up.
No. I have actual.
Did a cow wear this?
I have full details. On, I can send references and recommendations. I save them. I save everything. I have notes.
Have you ever doctored a scent?
No, yeah, I don't have to.
Congrats.
Well, because I'm a good scent. I'm very familiar with this. thanks to OITNB.
What?
They started doing on the this block, yeah. in in the prison on Orange is the New Black. They were making and soiling.
That's right.
Scenting up panties.
Yeah.
And they were all, you know, they couldn't meet demand, so they were all wearing them.
Right. That's true.
Do you keep shaved because then it could drop directly on the panties and not have anything in the way?
Actually, some people want you to grow it out. I mean, I just do as I am, so I don't follow those kinds of directions or orders. So it's just kind of how I am at the moment.
They want you to grow your hair out.
Some very serious fetishists will be like, I want lots of hair down there.
Why? Because there's more moisture?
I think it holds smell better, but those are guys that are into really smelly panties, which right. I don't really do, because they want you to wear them for days. Like, it's just too much, so I don't do that.
How much are those for days? Let's say 3 days.
I would have to charge it because feasibly I could make 200 a day, say, sell two right. panties a day. So I would charge for all days missed.
And you have to, right. And you can't, it's going to be tough to have sex if it starts smelling a certain way yeah. down there, right? It's like,
not hygienic.
It's like these people that sell their sperm. Like, you know, you're risking a lot. Right. You can't just have regular sex and masturbate. Every load is precious mm-hmm. and every smell is precious.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you smell your own before you leave?
I never used to, but now I check it out and I'm like, yeah. nice.
And that's
it's
important.
Like a sweet smell.
It's quality control. It's basic. Yeah. It says, hey, I bothered. If I'm going to care to get a stamp, when the post office asks you, is there anything hazardous?
It's not hazardous.
Right.
What do they say? Liquid, perishable? Yeah,
perishable, perhaps. But you don't let on, right? You're like, no. Books are, no. you know.
No. Yeah, I just say, I'm just sending some, I don't say anything.
Right.
What percentage of this industry do you think is men just, you know, men doing it, pretending they're women?
Wait, you can't, unless they have a girlfriend, but there's this, you know, women have a scent.
In Japan, they'll have like a yeah. vending machine, mm-hmm. but how are you just buying it? I mean, how could that, no regulation.
Well, smells could be recreated, right? So if there's a high yeah. demand, I'm sure a scientist can put together.
That's what I'm saying. You're sure. just buying, perfume and a...
Well, that's why people like to meet in person.
Yeah.
That's the preference.
Yeah.
But if you do it that way, which I have a sort of screening process and I only meet in certain places. I have a fake email address, fake name. I don't meet anywhere near where I'd go.
Do you bring someone?
No, I don't feel the need to. I'm not going to meet a creep.
I'd need you to sign something.
You need me to sign something?
Yeah.
We usually like to chat and then we talk about politics or...
Wow.
...stuff. And they're like, okay, I gotta go. And then I'll just, you know, either just hand it over or whatever. It's very...
How much is in person?
That's definitely at least $100. And partly why I get a good amount is because I'm just personable and a normal person. I just, you know, we have a nice conversation. I don't dress sexy or, you know, whatever ideas people might have. I wear work clothing.
Can I sample them while you meet me?
Oh. No.
No, because like, you know, I don't like to take
she food. Was so creeped out.
No.
I don't like to take.
I'm not sure what sampling means.
You're going to check them out first and hand them back?
Just a quick check. Like, I don't return food back into a restaurant, but once in a blue moon, it does come too rare, right? And you have to say something.
Yeah, I suppose I could, but I don't, because then anybody could say that. So no one's ever asked that, by the way. But someone did say, what if I meet you and I don't think you're pretty? I'm like, well, that's the risk you take.
Right.
Because you wanted a face, but I don't send my face over anything.
Do people tip?
Yeah. And I have regulars.
Yeah. Well, that is funny when you say you have recommend people give you recommendations. I could call these people and go, tell me about the scent.
No, that's not what I mean. But I could, they send back. We'll meet for the first time. Okay. And then they'll be so overwhelmed with joy.
Right.
They'll write these long, like, oh my goodness, then you smell like this. It's wonderful. I'm so glad we met. Like, some people don't smell good. I don't know. There's a particular.
So here's what people have said. And you quote,
if someone asked, no one's ever asked. One guy was like, I'm just unsure because I met someone once and I smelled nothing. It's like she tricked me. Mm. And I was like, oh, well, she didn't understand the fetish or respect it. And I was like, if you would like, I will send something. But I understand, respect, and enjoy this. So I would never do that. And I do stick to what I say I'm doing.
Do you find it sexual?
For me?
Yeah. Are you part of this fetish, or you just know, hey, there happens to be a market out there?
I don't get off on it, but I do think it's kind of exciting isn't this exciting way that that there are men paying this much money for my panties and they enjoy it. I think that's really
Is it extra hot when you give them the panties and you see they have a wedding ring?
I don't look. I don't want to know those kinds of things. So okay. I don't go to that place.
Do any of them ever ask for socks too?
Yes. I've sold stockings as well.
Seems like that would go hand in hand.
Yeah, stockings are like a twofer.
Mm-hmm. If they're pantyhose, it's twofer, so I charge more. And then if it's just knee highs or something, then it's a standard rate. I'm not going to do anything less than $50. Not worth my time.
If I bought like 5 panties, I'm going on a big vacation. We just throw in some stockings to be nice.
Well, you wouldn't buy 5.
Because
how am I supposed to do that, really, for them to be fresh?
Ziploc bag.
I have a Ziploc paper baggie send them out.
Ziploc paper?
No. The paper bag is a round. It's all about packaging, obviously.
Well, people were asking, what if these people are just making their own perfumed scent, but you would assume if you're able to do that, you're making a real perfume, right?
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah, like if you're going to waste your time trying to create
If you're a scientist, you're probably working with, somebody making money that you don't have to worry about going to people's houses and anything. Do you worry about the danger?
I'm careful about who I'd meet. I can tell the difference sort of in the way that they just talk to you. You could tell the difference between a guy who's just really into panties and is respectful just in how they speak with you.
Good day.
Yeah, there'd be another.
I got a meeting in a back alley. Yeah. Hey, I don't want to give you any bad vibes.
Well, if someone says, "Will you take them off in my car?" I'm not going to meet with them.
What kind of undies?
Cotton is best.
I love cotton. I'm going to do this
because it absorbs scents.
Maybe I should stop loving cotton.
that is the most preferred. But the people like different things, and sometimes people don't care. But it can be.
But is it like bikini?
Most people like thongs, but a lot of the real panty fetish guys think it's better to have like a bikini, something that covers more.
Have you thought about this?
Sandpaper.
Oh boy, here we go.
I feel like I just made you $1 million.
Okay.
You have to be okay with a little bit of nudity. You take a picture. I don't want to be disrespectful.
Sure.
But you take a picture of your vagina and you make your own panties and you sell a line of your own vagina panties with your own scent on them.
But what if I take a picture of my...
You don't. You could put anybody's on it. This is what I'm trying to screw everyone out of the reality. In my head, I'm like putting together a boy band. I'm Lou Pearlman. And I'm like, here's what we do.
He's in jail, right?
We put a scent stamp. You're not even there. You're not any part of this. Just like if you sell your own line as well. Like, like selling your own t-shirts.
My special cotton panties.
Yes. With some image
of them.
Have
my fake name on them or something.
Do you know
that
what I think? Yeah. Nick is like going... Oh, you make money. You could probably make more money. Do that.
And then you just be a prostitute. Yes. Right.
I just make new $1 million. That's how business works.
I'm just selling t-shirts too. It's like comedy.
Would you like...
Here's what Nick is saying.
T-shirt with that.
You take a picture of your vagina, right?
Okay, yeah.
Now you have
I think she's not into it.
I'm not going to do that, but go on.
I'm just telling you Nick's idea. You have the picture.
That's mine.
And you have your panties.
Got the panties.
Give the picture to Nick, throw out the panties. He doesn't care about the panties. And now you got a new business.
Oh, yeah. Nick goes, hey, you know what people like? vagina.
Right.
Is that what you're
well,
talking
that's
about?
That's the ones I don't want to deal with.
Don't bother. I'm hearing, like, you're there's too much overhead when it comes to these panties and stockings. You meet a guy, you blow him, right?
Okay.
Follow me. He gives you money for that.
Oh. You know what's sad?
Hey, this is something new I've never heard about. This is fascinating.
What's sad is that this costs more sometimes than a blowjob, right?
It does.
And I feel like a blowjob should cost more. Am I wrong?
You're wrong.
Of course it should.
The panties last.
They do last for several days, see? Actually.
Blowjob, you're in, you're out.
Well, it's a blowjob tougher to find.
It's more work.
You can drive to a corner and get a blowjob.
Like, I'm wearing panties right now, but I'm not blowing anyone right now. So you could see, like, supply and demand there already. Like, at the end of this, Julie and I could both sell something that we already did. But if we were to blow people, then we'd have to, like, finish doing this, then blow someone. It's like an extra step.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You don't want something that's ephemeral. You know what I mean?
Right.
You want something lasting.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. When do you find out this freaky thing? What makes you even say, hey, I'm going to...
Oh, okay. So I was in some play and I had to find a really tacky bridesmaid's dress. So I go on Craigslist and I'm just in the used whatever clothing section. And I see two ads about selling used panties and stockings. And the ad was like, I am Nadia and I am from Russia and I like to sell my panties. And I was like, oh, this is great. So I made a sketch about it.
Okay.
And then I just... One day I took my bra off at work because it was so uncomfortable.
Right.
And I was like, I should take a picture of it as a joke and put it on Craigslist. And I got one offer, but I didn't do it. I was like, I'm not going to meet somebody.
Well, bras are expensive.
They're too expensive. Yeah. And I don't really get the appeal of a bra. So then finally, one day I just was curious and I just put an ad up and then I got all these responses and they just kept coming.
Look at that.
And the first week I made like $250 and it just keeps climbing.
So is it okay to mention how much you recently made?
Yeah.
How much is that?
This week, and I only do this during the week and during the day.
Like, is this your full-time job, sort of?
No. No, it's just like, I just want to pay off a credit card, and that's why I did it. But this week, I made $735.
That's a lot.
And I don't do anything but sell the panties. I don't do anything that I don't know, just do that.
Yeah, so, you know what, lawyering, that could take a break.
Yeah.
We're selling panties.
Lawyering could take a break.
Now, what do you tell your six-year-old daughter you do for money?
I tell her that I work at a coffee shop.
Okay. Because I often
meet sell panties.
I meet these guys in coffee shops. Today, I worked at a bookstore.
Mommy works at a coffee shop.
Would you sell your underwear, Nick?
Yes.
You could sell your socks.
I would sell... In the right situation where they wanted to meet and give me a blowjob.
And they insist on seeing pictures of my crotch.
I feel like a lot of people would do this, but I don't know. Julie's talking about there's work involved for me. Like, getting that many emails and sifting through them. I don't think if somebody would sell my panties for me, then I wouldn't think of it. But I think it's a side business and that you put care and time into it. And it's not just, I take off my panties, I go to the post office. Even going to the post office.
That's a bit much.
I would like to be clear, though. Mm-hmm. When you say how hard the work is.
Not how hard.
She's doing these errands anyway.
She's wearing underwear?
Wearing underwear and going places.
That part's easy. That part's easy. The posting, the sifting through responses, the meeting people, the going to the post office, the keeping track of things. You have a mini production system, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're not coordinated or on top of things, you lose sales or it becomes so tedious and so time consuming that the amount that you sell doesn't make sense for the amount of time that you put in.
You send someone two panties by accident and you got to figure out where you messed up.
Your intern fucks up.
Well, I think it is like a little business. So that's why I won't do it for any less than a certain amount because it is not worth my time. And I do work right next to a post office, so that's not really a big deal. Right. Or if I meet someone, it'll be on a coffee. I'm like, I'm going to go get coffee. I'll tell that person to meet me at that time. So I try to make it as seamless as possible. The most energy is put into just reading some emails, and then I pick who I would meet. And then that's it.
Would you do it, Keith?
Would I buy her panties? Sure.
No,
$50 is a lot.
I knew it.
When you talk to these guys about politics, what's
the common theme?
Are they voting Bernie?
Yeah, who are they? What were the ones?
Was a Hillary supporter. Okay. And was like, I appreciate Bernie and all that stuff, but right now I think Hillary, it's a Hillary time, and then we'll be more ready for Bernie. And then other people, I just make sure to talk about as least anything that's not sexual, so they see me as like a human being. And then they're very respectful to me.
No, who are they voting for?
No, they're like Hillary supporters.
Oh, so these people are trash.
These tend to be older people, not younger. They're not younger people. They're
yeah, well, like go 50. To bed, Grandpa. We're trying to vote.
I wonder, like, your daughter gets old enough to do the laundry, mm-hmm. and she notices you never have pants.
That's mama's panties.
That's just something to think about. My mother-in-law is visiting me right now. And she's,
make sure you throw your panties in the laundry basket or she's going to have questions.
She's very nice. She's very friendly. She wants to do all that stuff. The tough thing is it's a railroad apartment. So my wife is usually in the office on the one far end and my mother-in-law is in the living room on the other end. I don't know where to fart. This is such a to-do lately.
Do you guys still have a bathroom?
We have a bathroom, but it's right by the living room.
Oh, same in my place. I hate that.
Yeah, I power fart.
You got to get a loud fan in there.
Yeah, I do. I turn on the water, the tub water, but in moments.
No, you got to take a shower then.
Dude, what's a power fart?
It can be measured.
Grunts? Are there grunts? Because my dad's a very noisy pooper.
Like a morning fart.
It's on the Richter scale.
Oh, you know what? That happened to me too. We had a visitor from Maui that Lauren went to high school with.
Ooh, la, la.
And I did not know how long he was staying. He ended up staying 3 weeks. We just moved into an apartment that was a studio apartment. We didn't even put up privacy things yet for where our bed is. And what I didn't really, and I loved having him there. He was very helpful. He helped us put together some furniture. It was lovely. And he was going through a time also. And it was like a nice thing. But I didn't really notice this, but so I have an issue. I can't with the farting in front of people, right? But I did not know that it would boil up, you know what I mean? And so I started getting pains in my chest. But I didn't recognize it. So a day or two after he left, Lauren's like, "How's your chest?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, it's gone." And he's like, "Because you farted."
Because the house smells like eggs.
You farted.
I had a feeling you're doing better.
He goes, "Did you finally fart?" I'm like, "I think I did." But don't tell you.
You remember the other day I was talking about these high school people, guys I went to high school with. I call them high school people.
Because they're still there.
And I knew Marcus Queer was my best friend back then. And he retweets somebody's picture of a guy standing up, taking a piss in the woman's bathroom. And the guy looks at the girl, "What's your problem, you little bigot? Haven't you seen a lady pee before?" Oh my God. And the girl says, "Mommy, that's not a lady." And the lady says, "Shh, we aren't allowed to speak the truth anymore." And my friend and it makes me so angry. Now, I haven't talked to him in years when I say friend. But
you have nice feelings about this person from the past.
I did.
And you're like, how did he dupe me even 20 years ago?
Right.
Yeah.
Jeremy McCall, I knew him from school. And he sent out a picture of... a bathroom, it has the girl sign and the boy sign. It says, "I don't care what gender your son identifies," in quotes, "as he does not belong in a bathroom with my daughter."
Do these guys know that most people who we're calling perverts and who commit sexual assault in bathrooms, they are cis men? Like, that's on the records, on the books. That's what's happening. But you're concerned about transgender people?
Get some balls, by the way, Jeremy and Marcus, and just write that being gay isn't okay, you pussies.
But it's not gay.
But it's the same thing. They're homophobic, but they know it's a homophobia thing. And but they know, well, I can't say that. Somehow we're okay with gays now. But transgenders, we can agree we're not okay with that, right? Because this is some bullshit. Why are you okay having a son and a gay boy is going into your bathroom?
I think it comes from the same simple old-fashioned thinking, but it is transphobic, not homophobic.
I guarantee and you could be these both. People. Nah, these people are homophobic.
Right, because it comes from the same line of ignorance. I get it, but I think some people are like, yeah, like you said, like we let the gays in, now we got to let this in, and it's like, dude, like a trans person could be not gay. This is not.
And you know, you sit him down. I respect everybody, but this, I mean, come on, be honest.
Ugh.
How about the great outdoors? Can my boy piss outside? Maybe your daughter might have to pee in the same outside
it's
someday.
It's a long road, and even the cool people just kind of figured out.
Yeah. So what I was going to say, Keith, is like, maybe you had the same feelings when you were in high school, and maybe I probably did too. Like, you know, if you hear that's propaganda. So there's some kind of like awkward, funny, you know, backwards logic to it that you can trick simple-minded people. And when we were in high school, it's like, oh, that feels weird, but it looks right. I don't know. I can't tell. But with 20-something years of information, you're wondering how they're staying back then and not like – so none of the new information came to you, not on Facebook, right. Not in articles, not in the news, not from a friend, not from meeting someone, not from people coming out, not from TV. Not one new piece of information where you just 100% dismiss this as, no, Pluto is still a planet, everything is still okay, I learned something in high school and we have to stay there.
Yeah, that guy maybe doesn't have a very close transgendered friends like you do.
I understand what you're saying, but I mean, these were the smarter people in my school. They weren't necessarily chewing on their mustaches like the other half. And you're just surprised by it. You still have cable. There's transgender TV shows.
Right.
But you're not picking up a fucking thing.
But if you haven't met someone, it's just easy to be like, oh, that's weird.
I wasn't anti-transgender before I met Lauren.
I mean, I think you were. I think I was. I think that we questioned it more than we did now. I think we thought it was
It took so long to figure it.
I think we thought it was...
I never sent one meme out.
But no, you didn't have to deal with it before.
Or retweet it. Marcus has to deal with it?
No, you're right. You never went anti-trans, right?
Right.
But you did question it more. We did say to someone, did you go to a psychiatrist? How could you be sure? What makes you so sure? Where meanwhile, it's their experience. We were saying this to gay people also. We were saying this to, you know, all kinds of people that we had never gotten the information clearly, or we denied it or whatever. There's no way that, you know, in the 80s, we weren't telling jokes that we would absolutely cringe now, even in the 90s,
so
even
what?
2 years ago.
We're talking about now, and these people are my age.
I know.
If they don't have Lauren as a friend, then they have my show talking about Lauren as a friend. You have no problem writing these hateful things.
They don't seek out these things. I think you can ignore these things. I think if you look at your parents, you know, when did they stop opening up their minds to things? When they were 20? You know, some people stop at 25. They're like, I'm done. I have my morals. I have my high ground. I have, you know, all the information that I've collected. What new thing can you come up with that I'm going to be comfortable with, when my entire life I was told, you know, all drugs are equally bad. You know, homophobia is a normal thing. Calling someone gay is normal. Like, there's so religion. I bet they still believe in religion.
Yeah.
So religion is the truth. And they are surrounded not just by the internet. You saw, we went to your class reunion. Some of these people don't have internet. You saw that, like, if you go to the market in Somerset, Pennsylvania, where you're from, nobody's talking about more enlightened things. There's a progression that happens in your hometown. There's an enlightenment that you need to seek, an enlightenment that hits you over the head. And if you don't seek a certain amount...
I've never seeked this stuff out. I never picked up a book to try and understand what being gay means.
But you're in New York. You are having conversations every day.
Hold on. I've been okay now. I've been okay with gay people before I came to New York.
Not at this level. We all progressed. We all did. Even people who are gay had so much self-hate and are just now recognizing how much they have to shed of their own thing that they, like, it seeped so deep and it was so regular to just be hateful of the gay sound, the gay voice, the gay mannerisms when, you know, you're just fucking living your life. So even gay people were anti some kind of homo something.
What can I tell you? I'm a genius. And you can be friends with Marcus and Jeremy because I'm done with them.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm good for you for being done.
They didn't seek out enough.
It's got to be religion, right?
Yes.
I mean, it can't. That's
what else can it be, I guess?
That's the thing.
Well, it's easier not to open your mind to that, because then you have to open your mind to something else, and then is this okay, is that okay, what's next, that kind of
right. Do I have to fuck guys too? You don't know where it ends.
It's like you're open, you have to then process it, and some people can't.
But it's so dumb, like, how to say where these people, they're the ones that'll say, you know what, if I was a kid and I can say I'm a girl and I can be in a girl's bathroom, I would have done that. You have senators saying this. I guarantee Jeremy and Marcus would say that. That's what you would have done. You would have told a whole school that you're a girl so that you can go in and smell girls shitting.
Right, but this weird kind of talk is, you know, that kind of level of like, okay, there's rape culture, and people are like, what is rape culture? It is saying something like, if a woman walks into a room with 100 guys, she's gonna get raped. Why? Because that's rape culture, because you should understand that men will rape you. You need to understand that. Otherwise, what were you doing there? Aren't you offended as a male that I should believe that you will rape me because there's more of you than there are of me? Why don't you stand up and go, fuck no, we won't rape. What, because there's 100 guys, they're going to rape you? What you end up saying is, yeah, why would you want to go into a room full of 100 men? How insulting is that to your psyche? How insulting is that to your children?
Maybe they're being honest. They're saying, I'm telling you, I would have raped these girls, but nothing was very plausible. But now it would be a bathroom I can go into.
Yes, and look at him like he's the rapist. Look at him like going, hey, by the way, that means that you would sexually assault me based on your brain, not mine.
But it never came to him, we have changing rooms that guys and girls go into?
Right, it's ridiculous, but stop pointing at women and going like, well, you know, you did want to go into his bathroom. Go, oh shit, you just admitted that you're a rapist. What you're saying is rapey. So either you adjust yourself or you understand that we're going to look at you like you just said something horrific. Your son, you're a father. You just said, if they gave me the opportunity, I would have raped someone. Well, if she fell asleep in front of me, I would stick my dick in her. Really? Is that what you're saying? Is that the words that are coming out of your face? And I'm supposed to go, she did fall asleep.
Right.
She did fall asleep.
Right. But then you're making it sound like part of you says, but they didn't have the information we have in the big city.
I do think that we had different information a couple of decades ago where women were going, don't wear a certain thing. But to the boys, we were saying, go get yours. How many women have you slept with? Convince women to sleep with you. And so you sent boys charged up with this information, trying to get pussy. Whether you're someone's dad, you still said shit like that. You didn't watch your uncles and your fathers say to the boys, like, go get you some. Oh yeah, you got some of that? And you watched the fist pound? I watched it, and I watched my uncle and my father fist pound my brother. My brother went to Mardi Gras. He sent, like, look at all the tits that I saw to my father. So how does a woman interpret that? Show your tits. You get attention. Fathers will like you. Brothers will like you, like somebody else's. But all of this has to do with, that was the kind of information. So now we're progressed this much. But Somerset, Pennsylvania, with all the internet, as sad as it is not progressive enough, because you're still feeding the neighborhood the same goddamn information from some other decade, and you won't let it go. And what's your final answer? God-fearing, wonderful, moral people. Amen.
Did you say amen?
Mazel tov.
And you know, you have, you know, it's the same God and guns people. The ones, if I say how there should be more gun control, it's like, well, it's when people do illegal things with the guns, Keith, that's simply illegal. Let me tell you something. I never thought, oh, I can be in a girl's bathroom. If I could, man, the sex I would be having. But I have thought about shooting people. Right? So if you think you're not supposed to put, you know, you're not not supposed to lead somebody into temptation, you would think the guns thing would kind of go together.
Yeah, but if you're saying that they're like, well, if you do something illegal with the gun, yeah, your gun will be taken away. If I do something illegal with my car, my license gets taken away, my car gets taken away. If I park in the wrong place, they tow my car. So if you leave your gun in your purse with the safety off, that's like forgetting to leave your brake on or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what the gun control that you're talking about.
Nick?
Does anyone ask lawmakers in North Carolina, you know, like, what specifically are you trying to avoid? Like, what happened? What's a story that happened that we want to make sure doesn't happen again? There's no story. Yeah. There's nothing that happened.
Right. Mm.
We're not reacting to anything. We're preventing something that is literally not happening.
Right. I think people forget also, if it matters.
But then Bruce Springsteen didn't go to North Carolina and they reversed it, right?
I was like, why did they get a bonus?
Well, I also think, like, you know, if you want to sexually assault someone, that door to the bathroom is not the thing that's stopping you. I'm going to go into the men's bathroom and shoot you. That sign on the door that doesn't have a dress on it.
Hi, I'm a man.
Yeah.
Tricked you.
Yeah, that's all I needed to kill you, is to just pretend I'm a woman.
I walked into the women's bathroom the other day because I was at the W Hotel.
Doesn't smell as good as you would think, right? Oh, you were at the W. Pardon me. It's not fine.
Yeah, it was fine. But I just thought the door had the name of the hotel on it.
Oh, my God.
I walked in and I was like, oh, no, I'm stupid. I'm so stupid. The W bathroom.
But once you were in there, did you fuck anyone? Like,
yeah. Well, no, everyone I could see, but they all had dicks.
Not your thing?
No, I fucked them. It's not my favorite thing. I was like 85% happy about it.
It's what you do, though.
It's a spectrum.
I really. Then how about if you're not from a big city, stop having opinions? Is this okay to say?
Yeah, clam it.
Because apparently we in the big cities have gay friends, have transgender friends, have a different internet than you have. Get the good cable. And we're learning so much more. So think, like, what friend do I have that lives in a big city? And then call them up and go, hey, who are you voting for? I shouldn't be thinking. And then whatever their political opinion is, make that your secondhand opinion and go off to, because you're stupid. You're from, come this rank.
Yeah.
You're a moron. Look around. How many cars run versus how many cars don't in your garage? And go, oh, shit, I'm from one of these hick towns, you know? Like, maybe the big cities that are, you know, more liberal than these hick towns that I come from, maybe they're on to something because they became the big city somehow.
Yeah, but you can also say that the devil, everything could be countered with the devil is tempting you or giving you something to overcome so that God could love you even more for whatever. I mean, once you bring God and the devil into it, by the way, what does the devil do?
The devil doesn't do anything. No one even talks about the devil. God's enough. God can punish you so much worse than the devil can because God does it now.
Right, and lets you live with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I took your arm.
God must be working with therapists because it's like, I'll send you a couple thousand more.
Just stop having opinions if you're from a dumb town. We dress like you for Halloween. Not vice versa. Who are you supposed to be? I'm from the big city with my suitcase and top hat. That is hilarious, Ralph. Just stop it. Look at a map. You know who's smarter. I am. Marcus. Jeremy was a grade A student.
Well, you could be a student and just be regurgitating.
You're a moron!
Also, you were a student in the closed-minded town. And by the way,
How did I make it? And I didn't come to New York till 1996. Somehow in there, I learned gay people are fun. How the fuck did I do it? From that same dumb town, though, I somehow did it.
You know that also, look at all the information in front of you right now. 5 days a week, you are searching for information to speak on the show. 5 days a week, you're reading the newspaper. You're looking for the...
What's the newspaper telling me? Gays are okay? Page two. Read more.
It's probably more on page six.
They are still okay.
Hey, I need your listeners to know something about me.
Yes.
In high school, in Richmond, Virginia, mm-hmm. best friend was gay.
Right?
A gay guy.
Openly? Whoa.
Openly.
Uh-huh.
And I just, how fucking cool am I?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So anyway, send me some emails. Let me know.
I had a gay uncle, so.
Yeah, but he was forced upon you.
That's true. That's true.
Fucking morons.
But that makes all the difference, that exposure.
But there was no difference. This is what I want to make clear. I'm just giving these people an excuse. It's either...
No, I'm not. Don't get me wrong. It's not an excuse.
You're acting like it's not their fault.
No, it's just to know the origin of something doesn't take off the blame. You know, I'm not saying don't seek information. I'm saying you're not doing it. So if you're finding a problem in your community, that's the problem. I don't know how to fix it. I'm not over there. It's not. I don't want to share this show with someone. That is different than what's happening over there, right?
Look at your friends in these dumb towns. They're idiots. Like, everybody can recognize that. Right?
But we're also morons to a lot of people. There are smarter people than us who are, you know, articulating this better, faster, stronger. And they're going like, why don't you guys get better information?
Also, it's not just small towns, because I was a teacher at high school in Bushwick, mm-hmm. and they had a gay day. It was called Gay Day. So the kids were exposed to the whole day. There was a transsexual, transvestite, just a gay man in one room, a gay woman. And they would just talk and tell their stories or whatever, whatever education they needed on gayness. Some kids marched out. They thought it was disgusting. The majority stayed. And then some of my students visited me a couple years later and they were like, you know, it's so funny. I'm so glad that we had Gay Day because so-and-so came out, and we were just like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, yeah, that's all right. We know about that. So, like, Gay Day exposed them enough to be okay with it. But if they never had Gay Day, they were just like, you know, that this survivalist, I can't accept this because I don't understand, so I must fight it kind of.
Right, and guess where Gay Day was? In the big city. Yeah.
Well, it was in the big city, but that's because this was like this new progressive idea someone had.
Yes, but...
Yeah, we also had the idea that you could put another floor on a house. I mean, we're so ahead of the fucking curve. Listen to us on some things.
How long ago was this?
Now, this was actually about, this may have been 7 years ago.
So the internet certainly existed. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, your average person was using it in the United States, in New York. And this is Bushwick.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
I'm not following what you're saying.
Seven years ago, you still needed LGBT information to Bushwick, New York. That's late too, right?
And that was a very different thing that they were doing. Now, maybe they wouldn't allow a gay day in like Red Lion, Pennsylvania, where
I guess that is Keith's.
Yeah, so that is a very good point. They may not have even allowed that.
And
there.
Somehow I knew. I think people are missing it's amazing. You're sitting in a room with a walking, living, breathing Einstein. Somehow I figured it out before I left that dumb fucking town.
All roads lead to how smart Keith is.
It's a coincidence. There's something important here.
Did I tell everyone that even in high school?
Oh, well.
Where did you grow up? Bushwick, New York? No.
Suburbs of Richmond, Virginia.
Right. You said that. Yeah. Yeah.
You can look up facts, too, if you wanted to. These gun laws. I just saw another meme today. A meme. These morons don't even know that just because you put words on a picture, it's not a meme. A meme means it's an idea or a thought that goes on and on, you fucking idiots. So anyway, I don't mean to show off my intelligence, but it's
a Don't trick. Worry, you didn't.
I still think it counts as a meme.
I know. Welcome. Welcome. Sure. Well, I look it up though, right? You think it counts, so it counts. So I see one that's just one of these idiots I went to school with. It's like, it's just words on a picture of a gun. Saying people with guns, the towns are safer. Send. It's not. You just hit send.
Right. So that brings us to another point where, yes, you can have the internet, but the internet could be filtered to the information that you already have in your mind. So that meme or whatever it is, that thought, that those words on a picture, how many likes did he get mm-hmm. from the people who think the same way? Then your timeline gets filled with and your internet gets filled with information that co-signs on the information that you already have. So you actually have to think beyond and question your own sense of all these things in order to look for opposing views.
How did I do it? You're acting like I had charts and graphs when I was 18.
I'm telling you how you did it. It's not charts and graphs. No, it's wanting to know, and you have a want to know. Not everything, Sir Keith.
I never want to know. But you just use common sense.
I think we're saying the same thing, and you think I'm giving them an out.
Yeah, I think you're giving them an out. I came from exactly the same place these morons did.
But you're not there. You haven't been there for 20 years.
Your parents are anti-gay?
My dad was a priest. If anything, I got the bad information more.
Right, and he's still there, and he still believes the same thing. When he was 40, you're 42. When he was 42, he believed it still. When he was 20, he believed it still.
Right.
If you haven't changed your mind about anything in decades, you are probably wrong.
Okay, he's a moron. I don't know what you're trying to get me to say. Oh, well. How many homophobes do you think mourned the death of Prince not knowing what they were doing?
Yeah. Put that out as a meme. It goes on and on.
Right. We put this poll up. Did the news of Prince's death bum you out? 55% of our audience said yeah. They were bummed out. Nick, favorite Prince song?
Let's see. Purple Rain.
Oh, okay. Come on, Julie, you
are mine.
Little Red Corvette.
When Doves Cry. There, I'm going to go with
the
that.
Bad Dance.
The Bad Dance.
On CNN, Wolf Blitzer says we lost a great artist, a great talent. People are going to be pretty sad when they get the word. A great musician, especially on the guitar. He said to Larry King, did you know his first name is really Prince? Middle name Rogers, last name Nelson, but he just went by Prince. That's all he needed. Everybody knew him as Prince. This is amazing. He actually wasn't a Prince. Not many people know. All of us, of course, remember Purple Haze and what that did for the world of music. I never meant to cause you any problems. Excuse me while I kiss this guy. Yeah, that was a good one.
So,
R.I.P.
What?
Well, Blitzer thought...
he did? Did this really happen?
He wrote Purple Haze.
Oh, I didn't see
say, that's not right.
I put it out as a meme.
And he's got all the internets.
It's looking like Prince OD'd on Percocet days before his death, and that's probably what led to the final death.
That fucking sucks.
No. But he was feeling sick before that. I don't know. Maybe they're just putting words out there.
We'll find out soon.
Because they were kind of just saying stuff. I'm
amazed that Percocets and Vicodins don't get more of like a fight back from the government like how weed and other drugs do when they are killing people left and right.
Yeah, it's weird. The pharma companies that make all their money.
Yeah, I think we know why, right?
It's so crazy. And I don't know. And then Hillary and... but no, it's a mystery. My thoughts and prayers go out to those kids.
Here's another poll. It came up when we had on Mehran Kigani and Chrissy Mayer, and they were saying how handsome I am.
Oh, yeah.
And then we asked the audience.
Why?
It just comes up.
He's not only smart, he's handsome. Hello, Nick. Good morning.
See, that's what's wrong with these gays, is they think Keith's handsome.
But Chrissy was agreeing. Yeah. Now, that's the second time, Julie, you said,
It wasn't like a, Is that right?
Well, 67% of the audience said, yes, I am handsome. I would like you to know.
Oh, no. The listeners, huh? Your fans.
That can hear
only
you.
63% of your fans.
67.
I have a lot of jealous male listeners and lying bitches.
Oh, shit.
They just
are those the male listeners too?
They don't want that. They think I have power over them if they admit that I'm so handsome. And I get
so
it.
So handsome.
Well, it's probably the clothing you wear, right?
I wear Bonobos, BONOBOS.com. And I love them. Go to the website or go to their store in person. They will find clothes for any body type that fits any preference. Browse through their top quality styles at your home. Or again, like I said, go in person. But they have people that will find... They'll just make sure you look good. It's that simple. If you saw me at my stand-up, I was wearing a Bonobo shirt, and they had to mop the whole place after my show. That's the truth. Not even exaggerating. All new customers to Bonobos get 20% off your first order when you go to bonobos.com. Enter code Keith. Bonobos, BONOBOS.com. Code Keith. That's it. Discover the difference that an expertly crafted, better-fitting wardrobe can make. All right?
I remember McNally bought his girlfriend bought him his first pair of jeans that he didn't get secondhand, and he was like, "Oh, this is how clothes are supposed to fit. This is how you're gonna feel when you shop at Bonobos. Use code Keith."
Listen, stupid people from stupid towns.
That's the perfect way to get people's attention.
This is what you do. Stop it.
This is what you came to the big city for.
That's right.
And you guys can do it online. You can do it online, and there are stores in your town. Look up bonobos.com.
Now, don't go to like the website .somerset. You got to go to the real internet where you learn things. All right? I got a birthday card from my parents.
Happy birthday.
You guess me. You guess what part my dad wrote and what part my mom wrote. All right?
Okay.
Happy 42nd birthday, Keith. Now, Keith is in quotes. I don't know why. I have to look into that. We hope that you have a lovely day, even though you are going to be so busy doing your shows. Too bad we don't live closer so we can spend special days like this together. May the year be even better for you than last year. Smiley face.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think of that. That they, if they were here, would you tell them not to come? Or would you be like, hey, you know what I do?
I'd give them a wrong day.
They forget your birthday.
Well, can you imagine? I'd say, like, can you imagine I do it on my birthday every year? That'd be crazy. How would you plan that? Okay, that was one person. That was either my mom or dad.
Okay.
Okay. Now remember, we were just saying my dad was a Catholic priest. Mm-hmm. Here's the next person writing. In quotes, "I have come to save you, not to condemn you, Jesus Christ."
Oh, so your dad didn't write in your card.
No, it was a trick. One was Jesus. And you know what bothers me? I don't know why. He doesn't even rate Jesus Christ, actually. He rates Christ Jesus. Mm. I find it pretentious.
Did he put a comma?
Yes.
Okay.
No,
He's mixing it up. Like Christ, comma, Jesus.
Oh, no, no, no. It's really Christ Jesus. He could explain why for 2 hours if you wanted.
Oh.
Let's call him up.
All right. But you know what? It's Mother's Day coming up. Do you have something picked out for the mother who sent you birthday card? You know, by the way, she wrote this card and then my dad wrote that. And she's like, right. Why would you do that? Why would you just say hi?
Do you know that Mother's Day is next week?
Mother's Day is next week. And your mom, you know, unless it's like some pervert sicko mom you had. But if you had a normal mom, I did. And they're great. The normal ones. All right. Now, you can't get a time machine if you had an asshole one. But
you know what? Most likely then you had an aunt. A grandmother, if you're lucky, yes. You know, your friend might be pregnant, about to pop, you know, new mothers.
Let me tell you something. I'll tell you something about eating up. And this is what I give as a gift every year. Sherry's Berries, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more when you order from them.
What, your mother doesn't deserve $10 more? I don't understand.
She does, and I do that. And it's fantastic. Big, thick, delicious strawberries. I get the variety pack. Dark chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate. And I didn't think I used to like white chocolate. But guess what? As we learned, I'm evolved. And I try them all. Delicious. You hear that, dum-dums in the small towns?
And smart people.
And smart people. Look, there's only one way to get this amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 or double the berries for just $10 more. It's an exclusive offer. You use code KATG at berries.com, berries.com. You click on the microphone in the right-hand corner. You type in KATG.
And it's so cute. As soon as you do that, they go, "Welcome, Keith and the Girl listeners." And that's how you know your code's in there and feel free to shop.
Berries.com. Click on the microphone. Enter code KTG. It's a limited time offer. And Mother's Day is next week, like Hemda said.
So what you could do is set it and forget it. You could just schedule it. And you know what? If your mom's going to work on Friday, send something to her office. You know she wants everyone to know that you are the best.
I do. I go double. You know what I do? I get the berries. Then I go to Pro Flowers and I get flowers. And I send them. And I'm the favorite all year long.
And it wasn't, you clicked on a couple of things.
Yeah, you know what I got in my card? $43.
Aw.
I'm only 42.
That's how good your mother is.
Yes. So yes, you got to pay it back. Pro Flowers has a deal. It's called 100 Blooms. It comes with a free glass vase. It's $19.99. What do you think of that?
Crazy.
You can upgrade to a premium vase, add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com, use the code KTG. Visit proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, type in KATG. Proflowers.com, click the microphone, type in KATG. Mother's Day is next week. Yes.
You know you're going to do something. Just set it up now. They'll send it whenever you want.
The offer expires Friday at midnight. Come on. You'd bother. How long, Ma, do I cook salmon? Like you couldn't look it up. You're calling it. She's a grown adult. She has things to do. Oh, Mom, I just had my heart broken. She'll sit on the phone for hours. Mm-hmm. Again, if you had a good one. But if you did, it's payback. And that's that. All right. The Jungle Book is the number one movie of the weekend. I saw it. That's probably why.
What'd you think?
I liked it very much.
Yeah. Did you say The Jungle Book?
The Jungle Book.
Mm. Kid. Good kid.
Good kid.
Good kid movie. I could take the kid.
Is it a kid too. Movie?
Have is you... it one of those like they make it for adults?
Yeah. Ones? Yeah. I think it's, I mean, they're not real animals that talk, but it is pretty violent.
Did you want to fuck that snake?
You know what? It is a sexy snake. Scarlett Johansson sells the
I've heard
snake.
Things.
I don't even know where you'd fuck a snake.
Oh, I know. I've got it all planned out. I mean, I can't talk about it here, but.
Is that an adult movie?
It's I wasn't bored.
What was it rated?
R. Oh, for extra snake fucking. PG, I assume.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, and my wife liked it, and she hates talking animals.
Oh, wow. That's a huge review.
They
wow.
all talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I warned her, but I said, I just got an inkling.
Was this your day? Like, you get to pick, and you picked something that she would hate?
We just got to do something with that. No, I just, I had a feeling. I had a feeling she'd like it. We got to find things to do with the mother-in-law. Mm.
Is it the mouths that she hates, or the mouth movements?
Maybe she just saw dumb movies.
But oh, it can get annoying. These animals. I'm a bear, and I'm bad at driving. They all are.
But yeah, I liked it very much. Gary Shandling plays a porcupine.
That's sad.
So he didn't have to go out on that stupid Iron Man 2. No, it's good, Honda. This is a good movie.
Oh, that's good.
That's right. Welcome aboard.
But he died, right?
As a porcupine, well, he got run over. But you assume he's in animal heaven. Yes, he died, but he left on a good note is what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've evolved to understand what you said.
Oh, my God.
Did you see Alan Rickman in Eye in the Sky?
I loved it very much. I liked it. Obviously, he's the same character as Snape, but it's good that
No, he's fat.
Right, he's fatter now.
Well, not now.
Right, right. Now he lost a lot. Yeah, I enjoyed that he went out on a good movie instead of those stupid movies. Yeah. So good for him.
Harry Potter would have been fine, though.
Mm. Nah. You know, he's one of these guys that trained in the Royal Academy of sure. He doesn't want to go out on Harry Potter.
Well, I don't know if his role in Eye in the Sky is going to be remembered as his
swan song.
Spartacus.
I'm going to remember him that way.
Me too.
See? You were just talking to talk.
I'm just talking.
Hey, let me tell you about another deal. Vistaprint, 500 business cards for $9.99, all right? 500 business cards, $9.99. Say you still live in one of these stupid towns with stupid people.
Oh, my God.
Get 500 business cards. It says, shut up, you're dumb. Listen to me. Boom, pass them out anytime they open their stupid mouths. That easy. You know? Yeah, a muffler is important. Why did they get these cars? They take off the muffler. That's real smart. How much do I get a discount on the car if you don't give me the muffler? No. Legally, you have to have a muffler. But how do people know I'm coming around the corner in my car? You morons. What's that engine look like? It looks like yours.
I grew up in the city, so I'm not sure about this muffler situation.
I don't know.
I don't really.
Yeah, because you're evolved. What? How many holes did you poke in your muffler? I poked 10. Not for nothing, I poked 12. Well, you're older.
Is that really a thing?
Why? What's the...
For the noise.
For the sound of...
Oh.
Yeah, okay. It's the shittiest cars. It's not some sexy muscle car. It's just a dumb fucking car.
They want the noise.
Rusted out and they want the noise.
Okay. Keith was bullied with mufflers in his hometown.
I couldn't take the noise. Right. It's like a trigger for you.
Oh, we're going to the parking lot again to stare at people's cars.
Are we still talking about business cards?
Yes, so take these cards there. And give just go. I have 500 business cards for next time I visit Somerset. It's each one says stop it. Just stop it. 500 business cards, $9.99. Visit vistaprint.com. Design your custom business cards. Enter code KTG at checkout. Code KTG. It's an exciting offer for a great product. Don't wait. Go to vistaprint.com and order today. Okay, that's it.
All we hear is good customer service from them.
This is the truth. Mm. The end.
Thanks for backing me up on that one.
This is a true story. Great customer service from them. Mm-hmm. I love that. Like, I'm thinking about my hometown and I'm getting angry, but I think about the customer service and now I'm pleased. Mm. Yeah.
It's nice.
It was a roller coaster we just went through. You guys into this new Beyonce album? She did it again.
That Beyonce.
She did it again. You love Beyonce.
I do.
True or false?
I love her.
You were asked in an interview a few years ago.
Beyonce magazine.
Owned by Oprah.com.
Right.
Do you like Beyonce and Oprah?
What do you think about Beyonce? They said, is she, queen of the world or queen of the universe?
Queen B.
Right. You said queen of the world.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Do you still queen agree bag. With yourself?
I'd like to take it back.
I saw the first 15 minutes of this.
So wait, so there's an album and then what? There's also an hour-long video movie or what?
I watched it today.
You watched
the
whole thing?
Lyra watched it and I cleaned and watched it.
Okay.
And what is it?
It's almost like a video of the entire album, just like straight up. So
okay.
There's like poetry in between it. I'm not sure where, you know, like... on the actual album, would the poetry be included? I don't know. But she goes from song to song and it tells a story. Am I getting it right? Yeah. I watched 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's like apparently like her, it's like her man's cheating on her.
And it's all the stages that she goes through.
Yeah. Lemonade. But it's not based on Jay-Z cheating on her.
No, does she say that? It's not?
No, I think it's obvious. I think it's just art.
Really? Meanwhile, there's a rumor out there that he did cheat on her, and that's why the sister started fighting him in that elevator.
Yeah, no, I got an earful of that too, about the whole story. I'm sure those two of the most famous people in the world concocted whatever fucking narrative that they thought would be a good story to. Can't believe anybody. Can't believe anybody.
But even just to trick us, I mean, that makes your husband look like a piece of shit.
Yeah, whether
they're
it's true.
You think they're well? You think, I do not think they would be willing to do that. Yes, him, proud black man. Yes, go ahead. You can say that I'm a piece of shit.
But any man, any woman, you don't want, like, it's what is it? It's a dirty laundry. I wouldn't want, you know, Lauren writing an entire album seeming like, you know, he wants to divorce me any second. This was, I mean, she took a ring off at some point and threw it and said, like, this kind of thing makes me want a divorce or makes me wish I never put a ring on. So it seems very autobiographical.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like you could be cheated on once and then process the information, you know, 10 years later and be able to put an album like this together. I got to tell you, I got a little emotional because I do feel like, and I only watched 15 minutes, but if you have been cheated on, she really walks you through and like at some point I'm getting mad. I'm very sad at, like, you know, because it does take you a long time to process. So I'm just like, yeah, I also did that. I also tried to pretend, you know, our relationship is the super best once I thought that, you know, you were cheating on me. Or, you know, she said something like, I was hoping to hear you whisper, because you're just hoping to fall into the information so you could stop thinking that you're crazy. And the big deal I think about it is that, like, once you linked up, when you say you're someone's girlfriend, you're someone's wife, if someone catches that you are not having a perfect relationship, it's embarrassing. You try to cover it up. And it's like, I'm noticing a lot more people coming out and going, this fucking person cheated on me. I feel like shit. I'm blasting it because I'm sick of feeling embarrassed. I'm sick of feeling like I did this. And I'm sick of feeling like it's not happening to me and that I have to process it any other way other than being, like, sad, mad, and, like, all the things that you have to go through. Now, I only watched 15 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you say?
And these aren't normal people. I feel like, they can just, like, Beyonce can just deflect something. Like, someone cheats on her. It's like, nah, you didn't cheat on Beyonce. And it's just over because she's superhuman. And she can't process things the way that we do. She doesn't have to. She lives above it.
You think she's working on this album? And Jay-Z's in the studio sometimes going, yeah, that's a good one. I'm a bitch. Here's some lyrics.
Yeah, it would be
Jay-Z
hard.
Knew this was going on and was fine with it. Can you see there's no other, this is from the song Hold Up. Can you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Something don't feel right because it ain't right, especially coming up after midnight. I smell your secrets and I'm not too perfect to ever feel this worthless. How did it come down to this going through your call list? I don't want to lose my pride, but I'm a fuck up a bitch. Just poetry she's writing.
Well, he has cheated on her, supposedly, with Rihanna. This was years ago. She did already do an album that was right after that had, like, the essence of you fucked up, right? So I don't know if this was 10 years ago, but I can't imagine her doing this while Jay-Z is completely oblivious.
This is from Don't Hurt Yourself. Who the fuck do you think I am? You ain't married to no average bitch, boy. I am the dragon breathing fire. Beautiful man, I'm the lion. Beautiful man, I know you're lying. I smell that fragrance on your Louis Vuitton, boy. Louis V. Just give my fat ass a big kiss, boy. Tonight I'm fucking up your shit, boy. She's good at rhyming. This is your final warning. You know I give you life. If you try this shit again, you're going to lose your wife. And in the video, throws her wedding ring.
Whoa, how do you take that? that's
all. Right. From the song Sorry. Looking at my watch, he should have been home. Today I regret the night I put that ring on. He always got them fucking excuses. So this is definitely a concept album.
I like when you hear it from Keith. You feel it.
I bet it's no better. He always got them fucking excuses. He only want me when I'm not there. He better call Becky with the good hair. Now there is somebody. they say is Becky. It's Rachel Roy. the fashion designer and ex-wife of Jay-Z's former partner, Damon Dash. Supposedly they had sex, and that's who Beyonce's sister was flipping out. Is she in the video also?
I think that's that before they get on the elevator, she's like in there.
Oh, I see what you mean. With them. In the fighting video, not this new video.
No, in the fighting video.
Is that why it's called lemonade? You're making lemons and turning into lemonade? Like, you made my...
It's so fucking basic. What a set. That's not clever enough.
Is there a happy ending to the...
Well, anyways,
cheating? Sure.
So this woman posted a photo of herself, Rachel Roy, along with the caption, "Good hair, don't care." But we will... Now, what does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
You don't care about her good hair.
No, I thought that she's saying, like, I'm good hair and I don't give a shit.
Right. Good hair, don't care. You know how everybody I'm known for my good hair. Good hair, don't care, but we will take good lighting for selfies, for self-truths, always live in the light, hashtag no more drama queens. I then quote, I respect love, marriages, family, and strength. What shouldn't be tolerated by anyone, no matter what, is bullying of any kind. So she's saying, hey, I'm this person that she's talking about, and I don't like being bullied. It's your guy that fucked up.
That's not bullying.
I get it. That's a tough one. It is bullying because she is Beyonce. So if Beyonce says that you're a piece of shit, everyone's looking at you sideways now. Shit. I mean, it doesn't mean that you are a piece of shit, but you can't deny that Beyonce has power. When was the last time you talked about Rachel Roy? Here we are doing it.
Wait, how does she feel about Rachel Ray? Does this song say?
I was when he said Rachel R. I was like, not Rachel Ray, not Rachel Ray.
Oh, wow.
One more from the song Love Drought. I've always been committed. I've always been focused. I always paid attention, been devoted. Tell me what I did wrong. 10 times out of 9, I know you're lying. But 9 times out of 10, I know you're trying. Well, that's sweet. Are you aware you're my lifeline? Are you trying to kill me? If I wasn't me, would you still feel me? Like on my worst day, or am I not thirsty enough?
Come on, that's beautiful.
I was crying.
That was amazing. Because the conflict of like, this person gives you actual love and you could feel it, but then turns around and does that. Which one are you supposed to believe? And then after you break up, they call you crazy. So, but you drove me crazy.
Right.
This is why I don't have relationships.
Good for you.
So. I just sell.
Because there's too many Beyonce albums to listen to.
There's no time.
Lyra was crying, and then I made a joke about Beyonce, and she just looked at me and she said, no.
Wow.
She was watching this video. You can't fuck with this.
Wow. Good job, Lyra.
Powerful.
Yeah.
No. That's nice.
Nah, she's cool as fuck.
Of course.
Other things she told me to tell you today include. All right.
She has great hair. She don't care.
So you know what? I'm looking at this.
Is that the good hair?
Yeah. She's Becky with the good hair, and I'll put it on the website. It is good hair.
It's good hair. Good
she looks like lady. A Kardashian.
She does.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what Jay-Z likes. We all do. I'm not telling tales out of school.
That's Kanye, but...
Whatever.
Nick Turner, his website is...
It's me.
NickTurner.website.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I tell you maybe these hicks where I come from are looking at a different internet, you use a different internet.
Yeah, like I'm on a slightly different internet. It's it runs parallel to, but you cannot access it from normal screens. You can only access it at internet cafes.
But if you find a way, there's some good stuff on
that website. It works. It's a real thing.
And the Twitter account is at Nick's Turners.
Hell yeah. Can't change it.
That's right. Julie, the Twitter account, like we said, the weird Julie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see what's so weird. You got panties. Make some money. Right? Yeah. The website, julieisalone.com.
It's going through a thing.
Yeah. It sounds like you're going through a thing.
That website lasts forever, though.
Lemonade.
Right.
And a whole... Anyway, it's not important.
Now, is this true? You're offering a panty special for Mother's Day.
Yes. I'll be outside. I'll have a table full of worn mother's panties. My whole family will be there.
Guys, thank you. Thank you both. And let me say this to everybody from my hometown. This is Josh. And you know how we tell jokes. You're the big city smarter. Come on. That's silly. That's silly. We just run the world. And you need us to buy your corn. But okay. I know how to plant stuff.
There are no... Yeah. Nobody listens to this that isn't transgender. I can't imagine. Right, this appeals to anyone.
Right.
Cisgender.
All right. We'll talk to you dummies tomorrow. Thank you.
Keith and the girl.com.